It's 8:42 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Coming up in 15 minutes, staging callers for a radio broadcast. But last segment, we told you about the big announcement for you. 2 weeks from today, it's the second annual Woodford Reserve Musers Campout, brought to you by Lloyd Park and Grand Prairie and Macho Mobile Storage. And we thought we would talk to a friend of ours who is a longtime wilderness expert. He's always out in the woods panning for the good gold, and he's also a big San Francisco 49ers fan. Let's welcome into the studio the crazy prospector. Open the door there. Hey, prospector. How's it going?
I hear you guys are going out for the good camping.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're going camping. I guess you know something about that.
Made my whole life out there in the woods camping and whatnot.
It's a way of life for you.
It's a way of life. One time, I was out camping by the Trinity River. Uh-huh. And I'd fashioned a crude tent made of coyote pelts. Yeah. And I was wearing my suit made of twigs. When I heard a ruckus come crashing through the woods.
Oh, here we go.
You know who it was?
I bet it's that big old bear, right?
That's right, William Refrigerator Perry. How you know so much? So the fridge and I, we go to a card convention and sign autographs and beat each other to a pulp.
That's weird.
Why would they want your autograph?
Well, he's the crazy prospector.
Yeah. You guys are going to have to get used to the way of the wilderness.
Okay.
There ain't a lot of women's out in the woods.
Yeah.
So you know what I use instead of the women's?
Use.
I hollow out an old gourd.
What? We're only going to be there for a couple of days. I think we'll be okay.
I got a whole mess of them in different sizes.
No thanks.
Let you borrow some.
That's all right.
No, thank you.
Another time that I'm talking about right now.
Okay.
I was hanging out in the woods, just putting mud on my body and sticking moss to it. And I hear a twig crack up above me.
Uh-oh.
And I look up in that old pine tree, and guess what I saw?
Big old bear?
The big old bear!
Good guess, George.
So I took off running like I had butt problems. But that big old bear was persistent, and he chased me 20 miles up the riverbank and into downtown Dallas. We climb up over the green building, down the other side. We knock over Reunion Tower, and that ball go rolling. And at one point, we ended up playing dueling pianos in the West End. Then we run to City Hall, and I lost him for a little while when he got hung up receiving a key to the city.
Bet we know who gave him that.
But he caught up with me and hushed, and he grabbed me by my nuts and, and threw me into a mountain.
Oh, man.
Around
here?
I split into pieces. But I rejoined myself like a snake and kept running. Finally, I start chasing him, and I hit him so hard with a pickaxe that he made love to me.
What?
Well, that's weird. A weird twist. Are you okay?
You guys got to be careful out in the wilderness, and I got to warn you, I'm going to join you.
You're going to camp with us?
I'm going to be there for the nighttime broadcast.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, boy. The crazy prospector's going to be a part of the camp out.
I'm going to take calls with you and use a gourd on you.
Oh, we don't want that gourd.
Used it on us.
I got to get out of here. I see the big old bear.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
We'll see you at the camp out here in a couple weeks.
There goes a crazy prospector claiming that he's going to be with us in the Ticket camp out.
I hope he brings his banjo music when he joins us.
I hope so, too.
I hope he brings the gourds.